We are now addressing Senate Bill 9, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the landowner liability for injuries sustained by trespassers on flooded land. Senator Vitter.
Yes, I'm Senator Vitter, and good morning, fellow senators. I'm in a precarious situation with Senate Bill 9. We spent a lot of time in summer studying this problem that landowners have with their flooded property. And I think basically it's a good idea. It needs to be addressed. And Senator Simmons spent a lot of time putting this stuff together. We looked at a lot of pictures and a lot of situations. But in the 5 years I've been here, Mr. Chairman, I've never been in this kind of position before. When we looked at this bill in depth, I brought an expert with me that would testify behind me, because you people are going to attack me legally, but I brought some power with me. Okay. But when we looked at this bill, when we went through it, it looked like there could have been some danger spots for some landowners in this bill that could be, whether you want it or not. If you want this bill, I will carry this bill for if you senators think that this is the way we ought to go. But I think Dick Thiessen is here, and I would like him to testify on what he saw in the bill and Ruben saw in the bill after he went through it thoroughly. We spent a lot of time doing this, trying to make sure that we wasn't hurting the landowner instead of helping the landowner. So with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, would you allow him to testify so he can take us through the bill and we can get his viewpoint on that? Then I would like some time to come back after he testifies, sir.
That would be fine. I assume that he will be testifying as a proponent of the bill then also.
I didn't want him to be an opponent of the bill, no.
And one thing, too, for everybody, if they'd sign in, if they plan on being a witness, we would appreciate that ahead of time. Thank you. We'll do that, Senator Vitter.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. Let me say before I start comments, I'm passing something around. It's a compilation of the statutes there. They'll appear to be out of order. I did that on purpose because I think you have to kind of read them out of order and not in numerical sequence to make sense out of this chapter. I represent State Farm Insurance Companies. I will tell you, though, that this is not a bill that we particularly have a position on. Senator Vitter was familiar that I've been in and out of this chapter a few times, back when I was in the Attorney General's office on bills and since then as well. And so because of that, I looked at the bill for him, Senate Bill 9, in attempt to try and determine whether it in fact did what he was seeking to do. And in that process, I'm not sure that it helps as much as it might hurt, and I'll try to show you why I say that. First of all, I think my understanding of Senate Bill 9 is to try and add a new level of protection for landowners whose property has become flooded, and by virtue of that is now being used for recreational purposes, whether it be duck hunting or a variety of things, maybe ice fishing. I think that was the goal of Senate Bill 9 as it started out. As I walked through the chapter, and I'm relying on a little help here from Senator DeHuick, but as I walked through the chapter, I wasn't sure that in fact maybe it doesn't inhibit what they might already have in terms of some protection. When you read this chapter, you really have to start with 20-9-16. What does that say? That says that real property owners whose property is being used by others are going to be afforded some level of protection from liability, except where, one, they were grossly negligent, willful and wanton misconduct on the part of the owner, or two, for an injury suffered where the landowner is charging a fee for the use of their land. So by not charging a fee, you are afforded some protection. And number three, for injury suffered in any case where the owner has violated a county, city, or other state law. So if the owner of the real estate has violated some law of this land, he or she can expose himself to liability. In addition to that, and I don't remember whether I copied it, I think I did, I think it's at the end, the doctrine of attractive nuisance is also not affected. So a landowner who maintains an attractive nuisance on his property or her property would still be exposed to liability under that doctrine. Best example I can give you is playgrounds. I think probably playgrounds are the issue we most often see where attractive nuisance issues are. Maybe it's the tire hanging from a rope that they're swinging on. That could be considered an attractive nuisance in some situations, and that landowner may be exposing themselves to liability. So that's where we start from. That's our basic premise. That's generally what the law of landowner liability would be. The chapter, the section that Senator Vitter is attempting to amend, you'll note, is 20-9-11. That is a specific statute that deals with landowner liability where the property has been subjected to flood. If I can get you now to look at the handout I had, if you will look at 20-9-14, I'll try and bring this together for you. That statute already exists, and it says that an owner of land who directly or even indirectly invites or permits you to use their property for recreational purposes enjoys some limited liability. My concern is that if you look at Senate Bill 9 now, the test for Senate Bill 9 would be that there's no cause of action that's going to lie against that landowner where the person who has come on comes on without permission, irrespective of how they got there, irrespective of their trespass. My point and concern to Senator Vitter was this. I think under 14, you don't have to be a trespasser necessarily. If you are there directly or indirectly, I think the landowner has some protection from liability. In Senate Bill 9, I think the afforded protection for flooded land is more limited than it is in 14. And I guess at best, I think there is an ambiguity here, one that I fear might result in people arguing that, no, your land is flooded land, and so therefore the only time you're afforded protection because of Senate Bill 9 is if that person was there without permission, irrespective of the method. Whereas under 14, I would argue that it doesn't matter if they're there, if they have come on that land either directly or indirectly by invite or permit. As long as I don't charge, I am afforded some protection. My point, if I boil all this down, I apologize, I don't mean it to be more complicated than it is, but it's kind of hard to explain this chapter of the code without doing this. My point, I think, is simply this. I'm not sure whether maybe we are going to end up limiting the protection for the landowner with Senate Bill 9 as opposed to broadening it, because we might have a better argument that they are protected under 14 than under 16. And generally the law and the interpretation of statutes by our courts would be the specific is going to govern over the general. And so I would suspect that they will focus on Senate Bill 9 language and say that it's limited protection as opposed to a more broad protection that I think is afforded in 14. So with that, I'll try to answer any questions if you have
Thank
any.
You.
I certainly will not hold myself out to be an expert on Chapter 20 like Senator Vitter does.
My plan is today is to hold questions until after all the proponents and the opponents go on, but I'm going to make an exception to this only because of trying to clarify, are we making more progress or less progress? So if anybody has any questions of Mr. Teason at this point, we'll clear those up, but the rule will be as we go on that we'll take the proponents and the opponents. Senator Staggers.
Mr. Teason, you said you were a supporter of Senate Bill 9. In what way are you a supporter?
Well, I guess I'm a supporter of it in the sense that what he's attempting to do, I think, is to help ensure that lands that are flooded and then made available to people for recreational purposes don't result in that landowner's exposing himself to liability. That's what Senate Bill 9 tries to do, and support that. And just in the process of making sure that's what it did, we kind of came to the conclusion we weren't as clear that it did that. I mean, when I started out explaining it to him, I believed that it did that, and I'm not as sure that it does. But I support it.
Yeah. My understanding is you support the concept that we're trying to do. You're just not quite sure that Senate Bill 9 is going to accomplish what we're trying to
do. And if I support the concept, and I'm not sure that Senate Bill 9 does it, then...
Could I have a follow-ups,
Mr. Chair? Just one question, and then you sure can, Senator Staggers. Did you have any other ideas of how to better accomplish what we were trying to do as you were visiting with Senator Bitter?
Well, yeah, I suggested that one thing might be to actually put with or without, or put in the language of directly or indirectly. That was one thought I had. Then when I talked with Reuben, we were scratching our head wondering whether we ought to do anything. That maybe sometimes not doing anything was the best thing to do, because we may actually have more protection under 14 now than we would have if we pass 9. If we pass 9, then I surely would recommend that you say directly or indirectly.
Senator Staggers, a follow-up.
Yes. Let's suppose for just a moment you're a member of this committee, and we have Senate Bill 9 the way it is right now. How would you vote on it?
I would either not pass it, or I would change it to say directly or indirectly, because I think those are the words that lessen the protection in 9. So I would either do nothing and trust that our law adequately protects those landowners, because I kind of think it does, or I would amend 9 to say directly or indirectly and pass it.
Senator Diederich.
Thank you. Senate Bill number 9 seems to address the trespassing provision, and under 14 it doesn't seem to address the trespass.
And that's an excellent point, Senator. 16, therefore, is more specific and only addresses someone who's trespassing.
Right.
14 would include you whether you're a trespasser or an invitee.
Okay.
And so there's more protection under 14 than there is under 16.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dick, where would you put the directly or indirectly? How would it read when you, if you were to do that?
Where did we have it?
I know where you'd put the with or without permission, but...
I think you'd need to say after or lessee with or directly or indirectly and with or without permission, irrespective of the method or means.
What line?
I apologize,
Line 8.
I don't have the line number. After the word lessee, I think I would put in, thank you, Senator. On line 8, after the word lessee, I think I would say, either directly or indirectly, or with or without, and with or without permission. I think that gets it.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
Further questions? If not, Senator Vitter?
Members of the committee, I want to make it absolutely clear that in summer study that we intended to help everybody we possibly could in the situation. Being a part of that committee, I have no flooded land in the Black Hills. But I'm totally concerned about the flooded land that we saw, the massive flooded land, and the problems that were occurring, and the I think the nervousness of landowners on where their protection was, Mr. Chairman. So if I'll leave this up to Senator Simmons how he wants to do this. He wants to hold a bill to get it in more legal form or whatever he wants to do, I'll support that, and whatever he wants to take in the wisdom of your committee. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator Bitter. Do we have further proponents of Senate Bill 9?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Simmons.
If I could, I would offer that as amendment to the committee if it's sufficiently done that you're satisfied with it at this point.
Do you want to offer that amendment at this point so that those that testify have it as something they will testify with?
As an understanding.
Motion has been made to amend, to make the amendment. I think hopefully, is the committee clear on the amendment? As I understand it, Senator Simmons, on line 8, after the word Lisi, that it be directly and indirectly and with or without permission. With, I
Dick,
should say.
Or, Dick, would you restate that?
You have it.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly and with or without permission.
It should read, after lessee, either directly or indirectly.
And with or without permission. One other matter that was just called to my attention, and I apologize for my oversight. Your question was very good, Senator, about trespass. And you may want to find a different way to state that so you're not limiting it to only trespassers, because by use of the word trespass, one might construe it to only cover the trespass situation, and that would be inconsistent with or without permission. So you may want, instead of by which the trespass occurred, you may want to consider saying by which the presence in the property occurred.
I wonder if I'd ask if we could work on that somewhat during the testimony, and we'll come up with something, and perhaps Mr. Teason, if you and Senator Vitter, if you want to discuss that, and if you have an appropriate amendment that clarifies things, then we'll go along with the testimony. And I don't think that's going to change the testimony very much. Further proponents of Senate Bill 9? Further proponents? Seeing none, opponents of Senate Bill 9? Are there any opponents? I'm sorry, I seen somebody get up. Seeing none, we will close the hearing, the public hearing, and move to committee discussion and or action. Are we? So, and that amendment is not on board. They're trying to clarify that amendment, so. Senator Simmons, there was no second.
There was no second on any amendment at this point.
Correct.
So there is no amendment.
That is correct. Do you have, I guess at this point, as we try to move on, are we close enough to have an amendment? Do you want us to hold until we hear another bill, or what's...
Please hold it. Thank you for your patience.
You will be back today yet with an amendment, are you thinking, Senator Vitter?
I don't think there's any rush in this. Senator,
you don't have to finish it today.
If you would give us a chance to rework this bill and then let it come back and amend it, unless it's presented after you have a chance to talk with Senator Simmons, we would appreciate that.
So we'll delay action on the bill, if that's okay with the sponsor, until a later date. Yes. You get back with me when that might be. Do you think Tuesday you'd be prepared?
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
We will schedule to finish up on that. It'll be below the line, and we will anticipate taking care of this Tuesday, then. Is there any,
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Simmons?
I would just say that in the discussion of the amendment, I think we have to clearly define what we want to do with this piece of statute, whether we want to address only trespass or whether we want to address every issue. So I think that's going to be what we need to talk about.
I think that's a good point. So the chair will defer action on this bill, and if that's fine with the committee, we'll move on to Senate Bill 8.
His motion is withdrawn as far as amendments are concerned?
Yes.
Okay.
Failed for lack of a second. Okay. Moving along on Senate Bill 8.